Back now with Day to Day, I'm Alex Chadwick. 160,000 employees of the Department of Homeland Security were supposed to come to work today under new work rules approved by Congress 2 years ago. But late Friday, a federal judge blocked the rules. He questioned whether they protect long-established worker rights. Joining us is Marketplace's John Dimsdale in Washington. John, what are these new rules?
Well, first released back in February, the department proposed to prohibit unions from negotiating a long list of workplace issues for DHS employees, things like staffing and assignments, what technology would be used at a worksite. Employees would have had limited rights to appeal firings and demotions. Plus, the proposal would have given the secretary this sweeping right to override just about any negotiated union agreement by simply issuing a department-wide directive. Now, unions complained all this gives management the ability to renounce just about any deal, making employee contracts not mutually binding. And the unions challenged the rules in court. The judge agreed. She said it's unfair not to allow an outside review of employment decisions when workers feel a challenge is warranted. The judge also decided the rules fail to protect workers' rights to create and join unions. Late Friday, she blocked the rules that were to have gone into effect today, and that's made the unions pretty happy, as you can imagine. They're calling on the department to meet with them to negotiate a whole new set of rules. The department, for its part, only says, well, we're considering our next step.
So how did the rules come about? How did we get here?
Back in the months or just after the 9/11 attacks, the Department of Homeland Security, as it was being put together, pushed for a new organizational structure with strong management to make sure that government could be more effective in protecting the country. And Congress went along with the work rule changes to a certain extent. There was some fuzzy language that people at the time said would have to be interpreted by the courts eventually. The legislation setting up the Homeland Security Department did say employee bargaining rights should not be compromised. And that's where the judge said the work rules proposed by the department had violated congressional intent.
Are these just work rules for the Department of Homeland Security?
Well, there you've hit on one of the fears of unions. They worry that this is just a foot in the door for the government to get rid of unions or at least severely limit their effectiveness. The Office of Management and Budget is pushing for union limits for a million other federal workers. The Defense Department is revising workplace rules for about 750,000 civilian employees at the Pentagon. So this is a closely watched case. Coming up later today on Marketplace, a report on how the veggie burger business is getting eaten up by big food conglomerates.
Thank you, John. John Dimsdale of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.